Hello, blind cool techers. Gary Pearce again from Brisbane, Australia. My email address, in case anyone wishes to contact me, is gary@garypearce.com. Spelling is GaryPearse. Now, this podcast is on the 6 alarm talking clock with voice recording. Now, this is quite a cool little thing. I quite like it. What it lets you do, it's probably mostly designed for a medication reminder where you might want to, you know, be reminded to take up to 6 different medications a day or whatever. Anyway, what it does, it has 6 24-hour alarms, and each alarm can have a recorded message attached to it. It's an oblong device, about 6 inches long, 2 inches high. I never got into metric measurements, I have to tell you. I guess I'm just a bit old for that. I never made the adjustment. Temperature, yep. Money, yep, no problem. But measurements, I still think in inches. And it's about 1.5 inches from front to back. On the top, there are 4 buttons. And when you turn the device around with its back to you, it has a number of controls, and I will now endeavour to tell you how it all works. Oh, it runs on, I think it's 4 AA batteries. You know, I'll just take the back off and have a look. No, 2 AA batteries, it looks like. This is a fairly new device, which is why I didn't know. And it can also run on a plug pack, should you desire to do that. On the back of it, on the left hand, there are actually 2, what you might call, they're in 2 groups. And on the left hand side, there's 2 switches coming down from the top, a single button, and then a left and right button. That's on the left hand part of the clock. The top switch is whether the alarm is going to be a beeper or a voice recording or not to sound, even though they're switched on. So there's like an overall bypass if you just want to turn all the alarms off. Underneath that, there's another 3 position switch. To the left is for setting the clock. The middle position is where you leave it when it's all set up and running. And the right is for setting the particular alarm that you're pointing at. Underneath that, there's a set button. And that, as you press it, it moves between the different elements that you set up, depending on what you're setting. It might be hour, minute, on and off in the case of alarms, or for setting everything up in the ordinary clock, namely the calendar and so forth. Now, on the right-hand side, there are 3 buttons. A top oblong button, which is your record button, and on the left under that, an erase button, and on the right, a play button. Now, if I wanted to put a test alarm in the middle of the device, at the top, there's a 6 position slide switch, and that tells the device what alarm you're going to record into. So you hold down the alarm record button, and I've moved to alarm 6. Hello, blind cool tech. This is a test with the talking alarm clock. Now, if I press play. Now, of course, if I want to erase that, just hold down erase, and it's gone. Now, to set the clock, every setting function speaks, and when you've got the alarm set, the buttons along the top are as follows. The left-handmost one.
Good afternoon. The time is 5:53 p.m. Friday, July 3rd.
Now, it's very loud, and I would have liked it had they have put a volume control in it, and I might actually get to it and put a small low-valued resistor in there just to cut it back a little bit. I don't know, I'll have a look. Might even do something fancy, even fancier by installing a volume pot, but there's not a lot of real estate here to mess with. However, passing on to that, the next button on the left is the alarm status button, and every time you press it, it tells you what that alarm's set for. We'll try that. The next button, the third one, is a backlight. It has two amber LEDs, which light the display up quite nicely if you have some vision. And the fourth one is fairly cool. When you press it, it acknowledges any alarm that's going off and gives you a full report. But if the alarm isn't going when you press it, it does this.
The next reminder will be the first alarm, 9:10 a.m.
So that's what it does. And there, that's really about it. I could run through the clock setting feature for you. It'll be a problem. We'll just go over to here. There we are. Now.
Hour set, 5 p.m.
Well, I won't change anything.
Minute set, 55. Month set, July. Day set, 3rd. Year set, 2000.
So you can tell by that that it's quite speech friendly to set, and you would not need any vision to operate this to its full capacity. On the liquid crystal display, just for those who are interested, on the top left is the time, on the bottom left is the day, as in Friday, and on the right hand side, taking the full display top to bottom, is the calendar date. So the third, there's a big 03 there. Okay, well, there you are. That's the talking clock. And I hope that people don't get sick of my podcast, because there's three in a rush here. But that's just because I've bought these goodies and wanted to share them. Anyway, thank you very much and goodbye.